Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six. Hey, homeschoolers! This week I am going to save your sanity by sharing with you the best language arts curriculum for every grade level. One of the most time-consuming tasks for homeschooling parents is researching curriculum. I'm not only going to tell you what I think are the best choices, but I'm also going to give you access to a free document with all the information in table format. I think you're going to love it. Before we dive in, I want to thank our sponsor for this episode of the Homeschool Sanity Show, the Miracle Season movie. The movie is based on a true story, and I am a sucker for those. Listen to this.
From LD Entertainment comes The Miracle Season.
Without their star player, West Volleyball suffered another defeat.
After the tragic death of volleyball star Caroline Found, West High School's remaining team players must work together in hope of winning the state championship.
I told you to win for a line. If we want to show how much we miss her, we should just play with joy.
Based on the inspiring true story.
Time to take him down.
The Miracle Season. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. More information is available at miracleseason.movie.
Now for this week's topic, the best language arts curriculum for every grade level. Right away, I want to issue a disclaimer. I am only sharing the language arts curricula that teaches more than one subject. I will not be discussing curricula that strictly teaches literature, writing, spelling, or grammar. In the future, I may do reviews of these curricula as well. For today, if a curriculum teaches more than one subject, and I believe it is the best available, I am including it in my list. You may have a curriculum you love that does teach more than one subject that hasn't made my list. I would love to hear about it. Before we go any further, I invite you to text me at 44222, the phrase BEST LA. That's for language arts. Best LA. That is in the U.S. only. Or visit the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/best LA. I will send you the complete list that will be a huge help in making a decision this year, especially if you are looking for a complete language arts curriculum and not a standalone subject. I believe that language arts is the most important subject we teach in our homeschools after the faith. Yes, I think it's more important than math, because we have to read to learn math and certainly have to read word problems to calculate them. My belief is backed up by research, which demonstrates that reading, and most particularly vocabulary, which is developed by reading, is the best predictor of a student's academic success and life happiness. Writing skills are important in getting a good job, as employers evaluate what is written on a job application. Writing is also a big factor in grades for most other subjects studied in college. Because language arts is so important, we want to find a curriculum that will encourage our kids to read and write well. One of the most important criteria, in my opinion, should be a student's enjoyment. The more your child enjoys reading and writing, the more your child's skills will improve. We can certainly encourage our kids to read and write outside of a traditional curriculum, but teaching higher level language arts skills at any grade level can be easier with a curriculum to serve as your spine. It also makes sense to teach the language arts together rather than dividing them into subtopics. Having said that, I have taught standalone subjects many times over the course of my homeschooling. I will begin with what I consider to be the best language arts complete curriculum for elementary students. Am I being completely objective in recommending Grammar Galaxy as one of the best options? No. I have had too much positive feedback from Grammar Galaxy families to remain objective. I hear over and over that reluctant readers and writers are now doing both and loving it. I have heard too many times that children beg to do Grammar Galaxy where other grammar and English curriculum left them groaning. I am excited about the launch of the third volume of Grammar Galaxy, which teaches literature concepts, vocabulary and spelling strategies, grammar and composition and speaking to fourth graders and up, or those who have completed the ProtoStar level or its equivalent. The stories, and including students in the story, as guardians of Grammar Galaxy who have missions and not workbooks to complete, seems to be the awesome sauce. As this podcast is being released, Yellow Star and any bundles it is part of are 20% off with no coupon code required. Go to GrammarGalaxyBooks.com/shop to save before midnight, April 8th, 2018. This is the best price through the fall of 2018. Grammar Galaxy currently has levels available for beginning readers or first graders through fourth graders, but complete levels are planned for fifth and sixth graders with individual subject books planned for junior high. I already have students in junior high using and loving volumes 1 and 2, however. If you want to learn more about Grammar Galaxy, check the show notes. For elementary students, I have also enjoyed using Shirley English. While the jingles weren't my kids' favorites, I had not found another curriculum before I created Grammar Galaxy that did as well at teaching parts of speech. It honestly amazed me how quickly my kids learned parts of speech with Shirley English. It is otherwise a standard textbook approach that teaches grammar and composition. I have used and enjoyed Character Quality Language Arts. This program is daunting at first because of the size of the stack of whole punched pages you receive. But it teaches many clever ways of remembering grammar rules and spelling words. It is a Christian program that emphasizes character. It draws from the keyword approach to writing that is characteristic of Institute for Excellence in Writing. I am not including IEW in my list as I consider it a standalone writing program. CQLA also uses dictation, which I think is important. Some of the work, like defining vocabulary words, becomes repetitive, however. I have also used and enjoyed First Language Lessons for the Well-Trained Mind. This curriculum is short and scripted and was fun to use with my youngest. I liked that it is a gentle approach to language arts for young students. I found that the recitation became a bit tedious for my guy over time, however. I have also used All About Spelling, and I think it's an excellent approach for students with dyslexia in particular. I found it wasn't necessary for my students, but I highly recommend it for kids who struggle with reading and spelling. Other elementary curriculum I have not used, but am including in my recommended elementary list include Logic of English, English for the Thoughtful Child, Sunlight, My Father's World, Language Smarts from Timberdoodle, Language Lessons by Sandy Queen, Alpha Omega Life Packs and Switched On Schoolhouse, Learning Language Arts Through Literature, Time for Learning, Easy Peasy, Abeka, Monarch, Writers in Residence, and Total Language Plus. In the download for this episode, you will find the grade levels for each curricula, pros, cons, difficulty, teacher involvement required, material requirements, costs, as well as top reviews. I can tell you that this list took a considerable amount of time to create, which will end up saving you time. For junior high, I did not use a complete language arts curriculum. I began using literature and composition-specific courses instead. The only complete junior high curriculum I've gotten to review closely is Writers in Residence from Apologia. Students are coached along the way to create meaningful writing. The curriculum also teaches literature and grammar. It's an excellent choice. Other options for you to consider include Alpha Omega Life Packs and Switched On Schoolhouse, Time for Learning, Monarch, Life of Fred Language, Learning Language Arts Through Literature, Total Language Plus, Logic of English, and Language Lessons by Sandy Queen. If I were to choose a complete language arts curricula for my rising junior high student, I would consider Logic of English or Total Language Plus in addition to Writers in Residence. They have both been recommended by homeschoolers I know. For high school, the only complete language arts curriculum I have used and recommend is Abeka. While I think it includes too many exercises, the instruction is thorough and straight to the point. It's an excellent option. I am also including in the list for high school the following: Learning Language Arts Through Literature, Time for Learning, Monarch, Oak Meadow, Logic of English, BJU Press, Excellence in Literature, Language Lessons by Sandy Queen, Life of Fred Language, and Total Language Plus. My list will get you started in deciding on language arts curriculum for next school year. But if possible, I highly recommend that you look at your choices in person. I will be exhibiting at great homeschool conventions in Cincinnati and St. Louis this year. I would love to have you take a look at Grammar Galaxy and the other curricula I've mentioned. It can help a lot to get your hands on it. But there's one more important thing to remember. Making the right curriculum choice is not do or die. I hate to tell you how many times I've purchased curriculum that didn't work or that I just didn't have time for. Usually it was the latter. Be sure to listen to the episode I did on deciding which curriculum to use as well. That's for my fellow curriculum hoarders. Look at the options, talk with your spouse and friends, ask in the Homeschool Scopes group on Facebook, pray about it, and choose. If it doesn't work, in many cases, you can return the curriculum within a certain time frame or sell it used online. I have a thorough post on selling used curriculum for you in the show notes. Blessings on your research and decision-making on language arts curricula. And thanks for joining me for this episode. You can find all the links at homeschoolsanity.com/bestLA. Thanks again to The Miracle Movie for sponsoring the podcast. Have a happy homeschool week.
Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.